Una promessa è una promessa.
Bella Venezia.
Umido, no?
Perdiamo il vaporetto.
Sa che location.
Variante M Special Edition powered by WeShort.
Amiche e amici, amici di Variante M, bentrovati, sempre in diretta dall'80esima mostra del cinema di Venezia. Non sono solo, anche se non c'è Livia, qui con me c'è...
Ma ci sono io.
C'è Stefania Veneri.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, buongiorno a tutti. Puntata speciale dedicata a quello che a tutti gli effetti si può definire il mercato della mostra del cinema. Parlo ovviamente del Venice Production Bridge, un evento che ne contiene molteplici. A parlarcene più nel dettaglio il direttore Pascal Dio.
Buongiorno Giuseppe, buongiorno.
Buongiorno, thank you for being here. Chiara Marin, coordinator of Film Market. Hi Chiara.
Buongiorno, buongiorno entrambi.
Buongiorno e thank you for being here. Please, let's start.
So let's start with our first question that about Venice Gap Financing Market that celebrates its 10th anniversary this year. And it is an important program offering to producers the opportunity to close their international financing stage. I would like to know how many projects have been selected for this edition and how would you describe the entire selection?
As every year, we are selecting 40 works. Around 30 are feature films, fiction, documentaries or animation, and 10 immersive works. Because as you know, for now 8 years, we have been developing a lot immersive. We started with VR, and the evolution of the technology is leading us to have now XR, AR, and so on and so on. And in addition to that, as within the Venice Production Bridge, which is the name of the whole market, we have two focuses per year. One is this year, it's Germany and Quebec. So we are automatically adding 2 feature films per country and 2 immersive works per country. So it's already now already 44. And then we are welcoming all the Biennale College cinema works, so the 3 feature films and the 11 immersive projects. So this is, I would say, the combination of this year.
Okay, thank you. And another program from Venice Production Bridge is the book adaptation Vibes. This is an event that's growing year after year and is hosting international publishers and literary agents connecting with producers. In your opinion, how did it grow so fast?
I would say I have probably two reasons. The first one is that when we created it 8 years ago, I didn't want to do the same thing as it was already existing in Cannes or in Berlin, and it's called Shoot the Book, during which they are asking the publisher to highlight 1 or 2 titles only. Because if the producer, when he sees the list, is not interested by the titles, it doesn't come. So what I wanted is to ask the publisher to come with their whole catalog. And the aim for me was for them to discuss and to know a little bit better the producers who were in front of them.
They had a great opportunity.
And to know exactly what they were looking for and so on and so on. And to really trigger a long-term relationship between the producers and the publishers. And so this is how it has been working, because after 8 years, as we are celebrating the 8th edition this year, we had to launch a call, because unfortunately we had to reject a lot of requests from publishers, because for them it becomes the number 2 or number 3 most important rendezvous after the Frankfurt Book Fair in order to sell adaptation rights. And the second, I would say, input which has been crucial to this is Chiara Marin. Just nearly, I don't even, you know, because she has been really the project manager, particularly on this event, and she has been able, but I hand over the microphone to you.
Thank you. Yes, I tried to go to as many book fairs I could to meet directly with the publishers because, of course, it was not so evident for a lot of them. A lot of publishing companies didn't have the position of the, you know, TV rights manager. And what, thanks to this kind of project, they're having more and more people involved. So I am interesting discussion even yesterday with a big firm and a big publishing company, and they say yes, it's thanks to this that now we are hiring new people to come to this kind of market. I must say, it is like Pascal says, the idea was at the beginning not like you have to, you know, sign something. It was really the idea of networking, and it's amazing because now the publisher themselves knows better how to present their titles, because of course they have a little bit different way of speaking, talking, and
of course,
and then that's how they grow up. I think from just last year, we have seven title adapted thanks to our market, and as you know, it's at the beginning it took a bit. And now, like Pascal said, we have to say no to some of them. And we have more additional also publisher, two and two, for like from Germany and Quebec. And so it's even easier for us to, you know, get new by, you know, country like Quebec, a little bit more far and hard just to find in the fair. So
congratulations.
Thank you. Very good job.
Very good job. Thanks.
Yeah. But let's talk about something else, because you have so many programs inside the Venice Production Bridge. For example, the Final Cut in Venice, that's turning its 11th year, and in this program offers support to specific countries to complete their productions through 3 days workshop. How do participants live such an immersive experience here in Venice?
As you can imagine, as they are all coming from low production capacity countries, it's incredible platform for them to meet really professional and so on. And as in Final Cut in Venice, we are supported by 15 partners who are giving either cash or in-kind monies. So for them, it's even better, because for the one who are winning, of course, those awards, it's even better because they come back home with some money, with 1 month of color grading or editing free, and so on and so on. So it's really is very important for us. And as you know, Final Cut in Venice, it's we are taking Africa, an African country, and 5 Middle East countries. We have Iraq, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria. So we are really concentrating on the one who has the most difficult time to complete their financing and so on. And so we are showing working progress, not only to our partners, but also to festival programmers, to sales agents, distributors, and so on. And suddenly, but they have access as to the real industry, which
you are supporting them in all the stages country. Of the film production.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But it was the aim of when I created the Venice Production Bridge 12 years ago. It was the aim. We were really focusing on production and to give them all the different links of the production chain, from ideas to gap financing to working progress, and to the distribution that we do now through the Meet the Streamers, because we are also we have to follow the evolution of the industry.
In fact, the Venice Production Bridge is a project that contains many projects inside. So can you briefly tell us something more? Other projects led by the Venice Production Bridge, like Venice Immersive, Meet the Streamers, Europe in Focus.
But what I, for instance, for Meet the Streamers, what I wanted to do is to bring around 20 European and non-European, because we have also some American streamers, of course, but also streamers coming from Middle East, from Asia, and so on, and to offer them the possibility to meet the producers.
Yeah.
Not really the sales agent. They don't need us to meet sales agent and
to connect.
To acquire.
Yes.
But to connect, because most of those, even the European platform, are now looking to be associated to a film as early as possible, and even between themselves, trying to co-produce together.
As producers of original projects as well.
Absolutely, and in order to get windows for their own broadcasting before the other and so on. And so we have organized, it will be tomorrow, as last year, a networking session between platform and producers, and also the publishers from the BAM.
Yes.
Because they are also looking from IPs and so on. So we are bringing the publisher to meet directly the platform and so on. Because, as you know, a platform is working in two ways. Either is buying an IP and is asking a production company that trusts to produce the film, or it's a production company who comes with an IP to propose it to Netflix and so on.
Yeah,
it reflects a bit multitasking and multi-level entertainment world.
Absolutely.
Everything is connected for different reasons, but everyone needs to be connected to the other.
Yes,
so that's
why
great
also,
image.
Yes, and that's why also tomorrow at 3 p.m. we're going to organize for the first time also a panel about book adaptation rights market. And we will also underline a case study of one of our publishing houses, Penguin House, Random House, that have adapted this book. And there will be the producer, and actually it was Netflix, a big case. So Totenfrau is the name, and that to show all this connection between these three words.
Okay, so we call you again so you can explain the next.
Let's go deep.
Absolutely. And for the Venice Immersive, as I was saying previously, we have already been investing, I would say, this strange world, which is the immersive world. And so we decided to use a very unique venue, which is the Lazzaretto Vecchio Island, to gather all the immersive activities. So you have around 30 films which are in competition for the official immersive section of the festival, and professional as well as the public are able to see and watch those 30 works. And we have also the immersive project from the GAP financing. We have an exhibition area with, of course, a stand from German film, Sodec from Quebec, but also from Taika, which is Taiwan, who was one of the focus last year, and also the Baltic film, who are more and more involved into this new immersive world. And we have, of course, as for the traditional, we have a specific conference room during which all day long we are tackling a lot of different kind of topics connected to this immersive. This year, of course, we will talk a lot about artificial intelligence. I don't know why, but
I have many friends that are enthusiasts.
Absolutely.
Many friends of mine go to the Venice Immersive, come to me as well. You must go there because it's
quite unique.
Yes, unique inspiration, connect people, see another kind of language, you know? So, please, is there another project would you like to create and develop?
I have to say that unfortunately or fortunately, the market runs for 5 days, and if effectively for 4 days, because the first day all the professionals are arriving and so on, so we are not setting up a lot of different things. So after that, I don't want to other markets or other festivals are doing in the world, and to try to go in all directions without really working on it and to be sure that it will bring something to the for instance, years ago, I started to bring TV series.
Yeah.
But finally, I thought it was not at all the venue and the location to do such kind of thing, because you have, and because there were all at this beginning of this time, new specific TV markets and festival like Serimania, like Serie, and so on, which were growing up and so on, and you can't. Because it's not the same, I would say, professional audience. So you have to bring different. So we have to focus on everything. But no, what I would like to do, probably from next year, it's to have shorter focus.
MIP TV, MIP
For instance, we are speaking about the indigenous from Canada, America, and Mexico in order to perhaps do a special focus on this specific culture for those talents, for these new voices and new stories that
as much
here
inclusive with, as you
absolutely.
Can.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I would like to give the opportunity to different voices to be heard.
No, it's wonderful.
And even if we, like, for example, even if they're not really a project, but we have the film commission that we are also helping at the same time.
Oh yes, I am. I didn't mention all the panels we are hosting during the week because it's. But it's true that we have been supported by Creative Europe and Media from year two. I would say they are a faithful supporter of us, and we are also welcoming the European Commission every year to organize a special panel, special bilateral meetings, and so on and so on. And it's something that we, of course, want to keep and to even to improve and to grow. So
wonderful.
So it's impossible to get bored here in Venice. There are so many things which should be in two, three places at the same time to follow everything. So thank you so much for such a great program and schedule that you are providing to visitors every year. That's a very great job.
But thank you, Stefania, and thank you, Giuseppe.
Thank you. The Venice Production Bridge is a big project, so there are many people to thank, so please.
Yes, because just to give you an idea, when I started 12 years ago, we had a little bit less than 400 professionals. This year, we should welcome 3,000. And of course, all this couldn't be done without my team, which is a small team, but very, very dense, very working well. And so I would like to thank them, of course, and to thank also the Biennale management, Alberto Barbera, Roberto Cicuto, of course, our president, and Andrea Del Mercato, because they have been supporting all the initiative I was trying to impose to them and to create, and they said yes without any problem every year, and I had, thanks to this, really all the support we needed to achieve what we are doing.
Okay, you want something, thanks someone in particular?
But of course, we have to thank Erika, Giorgiani, Nicolas Montaldi, Alle Grabella, and for this year, for the first time, we have also Laura Pinto, Mariana Lavano, Soja Stoclosa, and Gaetano Gualdo.
And Riccardo.
And Riccardo, of course, fantastic Riccardo Cavallaro.
Thank you so much for such a great program and schedule that you are providing to visitors every year. That's a very great job.
Come avete potuto sentire, ci sono tante persone dietro un grosso progetto come quello di Venice Production Bridge. Abbiamo provato a ringraziarli tutti. Grazie nuovamente a voi per esservi prestati al nostro piccolo podcast, ma con contenuti interessanti.
Thank you, Chiara. Thank you.
Thank you.
And see you next year. And enjoy Venice.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
Ciao.
Variante M è un podcast originale Vista e Just Cinema Magazine.
Queste puntate speciali dedicate alla Settimana della Critica e all'80ª Mostra del Cinema di Venezia sono prodotte in collaborazione con We Short.
Noi siamo Giuseppe Tomasini, Livia Erdà e Stefania Veneri.
Alla regia Gianluca Marzari.